Macmillan Audio presents Bored and Brilliant by Manoush Zomorodi. Read for you by the author.
Introduction. The Case for Boredom. My son and the iPhone were born 3 weeks apart in June 2007. I'm more of a 2.0 kind of woman, so I didn't rush out to buy one, and anyway, I had more pressing things to tend to. My new baby was colicky and miserable. I spent hours pushing him around, trying to soothe him to sleep, which he would only do when his stroller was in motion. We probably wandered the equivalent of 10 to 15 miles a day. Our walks were also very quiet because my newborn required utter silence to snooze longer than 15 minutes at a time. So I couldn't talk on my flip phone or get coffee from the bodega or even just sit on a bench. The baby weight flew off, but I was the most bored I had ever been in my entire life. At first, I was angry, frustrated, and sad. It was the classic story of my generation. A woman goes from urban professional to cloistered mom in one shocking instant. Once upon a time, I was a foreign news producer, always dropping into emergency situations no matter where in the world they happened. If the Concorde crashed or the parliament in Belgrade was set on fire, I went. For 12 years, I worked in the fast-paced world of broadcast journalism. On my time off, I thought nothing of spending an entire Sunday on the couch to plow through the New York Times and the latest novel. When I became pregnant with my first child, I pictured me and my husband Josh, a fellow journalist and adventurer, putting the baby in a backpack or something as we traveled the world and were still amazing at our jobs. What a joke. I had no idea. After I had my son Kai, my ass got kicked so hard. I felt lonely and truly fatigued as never before. New York Times? The latest novel? Us Weekly was the most I could handle between back-to-back nursing sessions and unloading the dishwasher. After a few weeks of my stroller-pushing marathons, though, there was a shift. Not only did I get into a rhythm, but I also began to see things in my neighborhood that I had never noticed before. Ornamental cornices and gargoyles became familiar friends. I grew to be an expert in the blooming patterns of the neighborhood's landscaping. I even knew the cracks and bumps in the sidewalk by heart. I gave in to the discomfort of nonstop walking and started appreciating the fact that I had no destination. How many times when I was stuck in the office till all hours of the night would I have given anything to roam aimlessly? Most important, I came to understand what it means to have symbiosis with your child. Being completely in tune with this beautiful new human being I had created required slowing down to a pace that at first made me deeply uncomfortable, then completely transformed me. Indeed, he grew less and less colicky, and soon enough, those days of wandering that had soothed both of us ended. I went back to work, and if I thought life was busy before, I didn't know the meaning of the word. The next several years flew by in a flurry of personal and professional creativity and effort. I covered tech and business for Reuters and then New York's public radio station, WNYC. I wrote my first book, A Guide to Making Video for Nonprofits and Businesses, and welcomed my daughter, Soraya. Then in 2013, after 6 months of doing weekly news updates on technology, after suggesting WNYC cover more of the sector's burgeoning scene in New York, I was offered my dream job, hosting my own weekly radio show and podcast about the human side of technology. Running the show, which would eventually be called Note to Self, I was riding high on possibility. I had the chance to produce something meaningful and interesting about a subject essential to modern life for an intensely responsive group of listeners. This was the opportunity of a lifetime, with creative control and responsibility on a level that I had never experienced before. And if I screwed it up, might never again. At the start, I was firing on all cylinders. Surrounded by smart, insightful people, I found no shortage of fascinating stories to cover and received great feedback from the public. And then I hit a wall. Crashed is more like it. This was different than writer's block, which in the past I'd experienced as a stuck place I needed to work through. This was blankness. There was just nothing. It was bad.